Hello guys, welcome back to Singing Bee Talks, and as always, Singing Bee likes to talk. This wasn't the topic I decided on talking about, but let me say my vibe this evening is not the way it used to be. Let me say it's a little bit low today. I'm not hyped today like other days. And I think I'm not gonna blame anybody. The way I have been feeling for days now, it's a lot. Like, it's the last day of September, and I've seen some people uploading shaggy timber. Like, no, this month was so full of shaggy. You know, shaggy was always successfully seen every day. I'm so glad I'm trying to smile right now, because honestly, this month has really been a lot. It's What Podcast Day. It's the last day in September. Congratulations to everybody who made it through. Congratulations. You are a star. You are a star. You are what you think you are, actually. I'm not here to hype you. I'm not here to make you feel like you are the best when you don't want to understand that you are the best. So I think you should understand within yourself that you are a star, you are a champion, you are who you set your heart to be. So you are a great person. Congratulations for making it through. You know, this month started with my exams. I didn't even explain how this exam thing started. My school resumed July 4. Yes, that's the 4th of July. And you know, the proposed date for the examination was September 19. And that's 10 weeks apart. That was 10 weeks apart from 4th of July to 19th of September. I just 10 weeks apart. And there's this new VC in my school. Yeah, people call her Big Mommy because the way she behaves, honestly, she's a very good person. But some decisions she just make, Normally, everybody knows the examination, you know, you just start it probably after 2 weeks of postponing the proposed date of the exam. But then this woman started it the day she said we were gonna start it. Now, I don't know, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with the fact that we did not cover the old syllabus of the semester. The lecturers, you know, they start their class most times third week, fourth week, and we didn't get to cover the old syllabus we had for the semester. We had to go study ourselves. No time for revision. There was no lecture free week. Everything was just back to back. My dear, the stress is not for the week. But honestly, I am fine. I am happy. I'm reading, you know, exam is going to come and go, and it's going already because I'm writing it already. I'm grateful my school is not on strike, actually. I think I'm going to appreciate this. Going to appreciate the fact that I am writing exams too early than being at home. I'm going to appreciate that. You know, but there are problems with these lechurers too, the time machine lecturers. Like, I had to sit for a particular exam that was yesterday. We were meant to have this exam for 2 hours, and that was that was in the morning. That was 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and this lecturer started this exam with us as at 8:26. I mean the invigilators. They came 8:26, and that was when we started the exam. Let me just put it that way. We started the exam 8:26. Exam that was meant to be 8 to 10. We started 8:26, and within 5 minutes, I already heard this lecturer saying you have 1 hour 30 minutes more. And why we were even trying to say, oh no, is the time that fast spent? We heard you have 50 minutes more. And before we knew what was going on, we had 5 minutes more. And you know, you were meant to hear 1 minute more or something. We just heard 3, 2, 7, stop writing. And we were like, guy, it wasn't meant to be 3, 2, 1. So immediately it clicked that the course I was writing was 3, 2, 7. So while we stopped, immediately I stopped writing. The man said, I said, stop writing. 3, 2, 1. Stop. And I'm like, guy, who is your drug dealer? Introduce me to this guy, because it is just 9:45. It is just 9:45. How is the exam slated for 8:10 ending 9:45 when we started at 8:26? We weren't even done, but you kept on shouting in the exam hall. We're always uploading on TikTok, we're always doing this. Come to class, we did not come. Guy, I mean, this lecturers to have their faults, and please, I think lecturers should learn how to keep quiet in the examination hall, because talking every time in the examination hall affects the flow of the thinking of students. But you know, who's gonna speak up? Who's gonna talk about it? They want to talk. Are they podcasters? Are they singing beats? They talk. You know, this month has really been a lot. I'm just trying to be happy here. Yeah, I'm okay, I'm fine, but I've gone through like a lot of stress. You know, I've had to sit beside the guy who was trying to masturbate in the car. Not in the car, actually, you know. God, it seems I'm used to car. Oh, and the bus. I was going to school and I had to sit somewhere. And since then, I like sitting at the front. But this month, I think I was carrying some heavy load, and I decided to sit at the back of the bus. The person sitting beside me was trying to. I thought, oh God, my eyes have seen a lot. Like, Ojumitiri Shege. We just have to give the praise, the honor, glory to God. And that is why I'm telling you congratulations, because I know how this month has really been, you know, being so low on cash. That, in fact, that made me understood that you are not poor. Being poor is when you don't have what you really need at that particular point in time, when you're not able to feed yourself when you really need to eat, when you're not able to get something when you really need that thing. That is being poor. It's totally different from not having enough. Honestly, you know, this month also, the same month, I have been beside somebody trying to molest me in the bus. Like, you me, you were trying to bring your hands to my boobs. Like, do you think I am dumb? I love the way I handled the situation. I love the way I handled the situation, because I kept on warning, hello bro, the place you're bringing your hand is not where it's meant to be. I'm saying, oh, this place is tight, this, that. And I kept quiet, only for me to see this guy doing this thing on purpose. And I love the way I shouted at him. I love the way everybody warned him in the bus. I love the way I warned him Stanley not to try it with any other person. I don't know, maybe he felt, you know, I have a very small stature. He felt I wasn't going to speak up or something, and I'm going to sit right there and let you molest me. Not even somebody like you. That's a low character coming out from you, and you want me to sit down? No. When I tell you this month has been a lot, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. You know, there are reasons I've not really uploaded on my page, exams and all that. Everything is so tight. I have to wake up in the midnight to read. Sometimes I wake up 2 and I'm not gonna sleep until I finish my exam for the whole day. Sometimes I'm gonna wake up, wait, am I British? What's gonna Sometimes I wake up around 1 a.m. and the next time I'm gonna close my please, can you tell me how many times I pronounced Ghana in this episode? Can you tell me how many times I pronounced that? Because from now, I promise not to say that again. But so help me, God. So help me, God. You know, the next time I try to sleep or try to close my eyes, it's going to be around 9, 10, sometimes 11 in the night. And I'm like, oh, if it is this way now, how does it want to look like when I'm studying for my master's, when I'm studying for my PhD and all that? How is it going to be? Oh, I trust in one great man. He is the greater than the greatest, the higher than the highest. He is very powerful. He's so wonderful. He's so wonderful. I believe in God is my anchor. He's my anchor. I believe in him. He's going to help us. Oh, gosh. Going again. So, basically, I just decided to explain to you how this month has shown me shaky. And I want to see yours at the comment section too. How has this month shown you shaky? Waiting you don't see, because bro, I could not even go to work. My work that I do early in the morning, I cannot sign in every morning again because Tammy is writing exams. Should I tell you? Because I don't want to look like a rebel, but I had a very big fight, an intense one with my parents. And that was where I had to tell them that. Because I'm the second born actually, and I had to tell them that. When my sister is doing this thing, this wasn't how you handled it. You're making my own look like it's no big deal. But when it's my sister's turn, you make it look like it's a big deal. And you know what? I had to realize it the same month that firstborns generally are the glory of the parents. Or let me put it in a way that you will understand. They enjoy the more, like the most. They enjoy the most. They get these feelings that nobody can compete with, because it's just like, so someone had to break it down to me, and I'm so glad I was open-minded to understand. And now I do not feel like my parents were trying to treat my older sister better than I am, but it is just normal, because it is like having a pet, probably getting a cat for the very first time. I'm gonna give it all it takes. I'm going to make the cat enjoy so much. I'm going to say that's a big deal, because this is my first time of having a cat. I'm going to take care of it seriously. Well, when I get the second one, I'm going to say like, okay, I had one before. How did I take care of the first one? So this is how I'm going to take care of the second one. So when the second cat is sick, I don't see it like a big deal, because I've tried taking care of the first one and I know how it works already. So I think I'm so sorry I'm trying to bring animals and humans. I'm trying to make reference to each other, but I'm just trying to make you understand. I'm trying to explain what I understood from who explained to me. So she was like, when she gave birth to her first child and she saw the child, she was so, so wild. Like, she knew she was pregnant, yes, but she was wild that, oh, really? So a child was going to come out from me, like inside of me, this child came out. She saw it as a big deal, and she gave the child. Oh, she gave it her all to make the child very, very happy. But when the second one came, she felt like, okay, I had the first one before. The second one is not like a big deal, you know. I've put in no more now. So I don't have to make it look like it's just normal. It's just normal. And she made me understand also that at the end of the day, these firstborns are those who suffer more, because when they grow, they're like your second mommy, those second born and last born. They're your second mommy or second daddy, because if anything happens to your parent today, oh, my first born don't suffer. She go take care of everybody. And you know, I'm so happy that I will not have to be nursing bitterness. I'm so happy that I'm not going to be angry again when I see something that has been done for my sister, but it's not going to be done for me the way it was done for her. Thank you very much for listening. I really don't know how to title this. Should I say how I was shown Shege on, no, not the 30th of September, in September. Alright, see you guys. I love you so much. When I say I love you, believe me that I really do. Take care of yourself. Before I go, please comment at the comment section. Let me understand how September showed you Shege. Bye.